What happens when a neurologist who studies consciousness for a living finds himself completely unable to manage his own mind? In 2012, after an unexpected divorce, Stephen Lorries, a renowned researcher who had spent years examining comatose patients and near-death experiences, discovered that all his scientific knowledge couldn't stop his emotional freefall. Raising three children alone while turning to unhealthy coping mechanisms, he stumbled into a yoga class not seeking enlightenment, but simply trying to survive. That accidental encounter would eventually lead him to brain scan Buddhist monks, collaborate with the Dalai Lama, and uncover something remarkable. The same brain that traps us in anxiety can be rewired for peace. No special equipment needed, no religious conversion required, just your mind, some focused attention, and the willingness to question everything you thought you knew about how consciousness works. Why can't we stop thinking? The answer lies millions of years in the past, when microorganisms developed sensors to find food and avoid danger. That ancient survival mechanism evolved into our sophisticated brain, one that processes sensory information at lightning speed. Ever mistake a strand of hair for a spider in the shower and jump back instantly? That's your overdeveloped threat detection system at work. It kept our ancestors alive when saber-toothed cats lurked nearby, but now it misfires constantly, treating work emails like mortal threats. Our internal awareness network never shuts down, creating relentless worry, planning, and rumination, the monkey mind that jumps from thought to thought, rarely resting in the present moment. This isn't a character flaw, it's evolutionary baggage. The same neural architecture that helped humans survive now generates epidemic levels of anxiety and depression. But here's the fascinating part. Neuroplasticity means we can reconfigure this pre-programmed brain through meditation, taking back control from our overactive survival instincts. When researchers scanned Matthew Ricard's brain, a molecular biologist turned Buddhist monk, they discovered something remarkable. His gray matter was thicker in regions controlling concentration, emotional regulation, and memory. His white matter connectivity functioned like someone decades younger. Brain scans showed these changes came from decades of meditation practice. Even beginners show measurable changes after just 8 weeks. Mindfulness course participants developed less gray matter in their right amygdala, the brain's alarm system, suggesting reduced stress sensitivity. Different meditation types produce distinct neural changes. Mindfulness strengthens attention networks, compassion practices enhance empathy circuits, and perspective-taking meditation improves emotional regulation. What meditation actually is? It doesn't require sitting in lotus position. You can practice lying down, standing, or walking. It's not about emptying your mind or achieving perfect stillness. Meditation is focused awareness, training attention to remain present when your mind wanders. It's not religious, though it draws from Eastern traditions. You don't need to believe in chakras or cosmic energy. Meditation isn't daydreaming. It's heightened alertness to present moment experience. Fundamentally, it's exercise for the brain, mental training techniques at different intensities dedicated to understanding and developing your mind for enhanced well-being. While opioids kill 128 Americans daily and sleeping pill use soars, an alternative with virtually no side effects remains underutilized. At a Vipassana retreat, Jon Kabat-Zinn discovered he could separate pain's physical sensation from emotional suffering, an insight that birthed mindfulness-based stress reduction. Studies show Zen meditators feel pain equally to non-practitioners, but experience it as less unpleasant. Brain scans reveal their cortexes process sensations without labeling them threatening, activating neurological pathways distinct from opioids. For insomnia, mindfulness improves sleep by regulating emotions and quieting internal chatter. Research suggests meditation might slow cellular aging by protecting telomeres, chromosome endpieces that shorten like biological clocks. Expert meditators show longer telomeres and higher telomerase levels. Meta-analyses found 8 weeks of mindfulness relieves anxiety, depression, and pain as effectively as antidepressants without harmful side effects. This doesn't mean abandoning medication when needed, but recognizing mental training as a powerful complement to conventional treatment. Yuval Harari, author of Sapiens, credits 17 years of twice-daily meditation and annual 2-month silent retreats for his success. Initially skeptical, he discovered meditation transformed his attention, enabling him to shift from narrow medieval military history to sweeping narratives about humanity. His retreats, completely free from distractions, create space for honest self-observation, revealing hidden causes behind emotions. Film director David Lynch claims meditation helps him catch big fish, the creative ideas that become his surreal films. Research confirms this. Studies show meditation enhances observation capacity, working memory, and cognitive flexibility, with practitioners generating more ideas than non-meditators. Perhaps meditation's most profound impact involves how we treat others. Research at the Max Planck Institute found expert meditators responded differently to unfair treatment, showing less anger when personally wronged and compensating victims more frequently. From Silicon Valley executives to NBA champions like LeBron James and Kobe Bryant, meditation is moving from margins to mainstream. Forget perfect meditation, just do it. Meditate anywhere, quiet rooms, crowded trains, your desk while walking. Choose comfortable positions. Posture matters only because it affects mental state, but comfort and alertness trump tradition. Meditate as long as manageable. Experts suggest 5 to 10 minutes for beginners, building toward 20, but even seconds of mindful breathing help. Establish routines like brushing teeth, though flexibility beats perfection. Use timers, classes, apps, or YouTube guides. For clinical anxiety or depression, seek qualified teachers and consult physicians. Apps like Headspace and Calm track progress. Devices like Muse offer real-time brain feedback. These aren't betrayals of ancient wisdom. They're modern gateways making meditation accessible to millions. Breathing is extraordinary because unlike digestion or heartbeat, you consciously control it, the perfect bridge between automatic functions and deliberate mental training. Controlled breathing directly affects your autonomic nervous system, particularly the vagus nerve connecting brain to vital organs. Breathing slowly and deeply stimulates this nerve, shifting from stress toward relaxation. This simple practice reduces anxiety, lowers blood pressure, strengthens immunity, and improves concentration, though it should complement, not replace, medical treatment. Start by observing natural breathing without changing it. Focus on relaxing with each breath, accepting mind wandering. This is meditation's essence, recognizing distractions without dwelling, gently returning attention to breath. For deeper practice, try balanced breathing, inhale 4 counts, exhale 4, or the 4-7-8 technique, inhale 4, hold 7, exhale 8. The beauty? You carry this tool everywhere. A psychiatrist told Lori's, "It's not reality that matters, but how you experience reality. While we can't control loss, stress, or pain, we can transform our relationship to them. The brain that traps us in rumination can be trained toward clarity." Meditation won't solve everything. Even the Dalai Lama suffers knee pain. But it offers something rare, a scientifically validated method for reclaiming attention. You don't need to become a monk. Start small with mindful breathing when stressed. Download an app. Take a class. Be skeptical of anyone claiming the only truth. Above all, experience it personally. Reading provides knowledge, but only practice reveals power. In a world selling productivity in pills, we've forgotten our most accessible tool, the capacity to train our minds. Your brain isn't fixed. Your attention isn't permanently scattered. Through meditation, you can shape the neural architecture determining how you experience life. That's not mysticism, it's neuroscience, and it's available right now, in this breath.